witty through social media. George Siemens, whenever he goes into Heathrow, kind of goes at M. Weller, at G. Canole, where's the red carpet and roses and things like this. So you get interesting interactions. And it's about reputation, impact, influence, productivity, and a degree of openness. In Jane's session, she got us to draw our digital identity in different roles, building on Lewin's work. Now, remind me, Jane, what's it called? Is it identity spaces?
It's a life space.
Life spaces. So you draw a big oval, and I don't know how well you can see this, but so for me, the two biggest roles for me, obviously being a mom, a bit sad that I didn't think that was a kind of important part of my identity, and being a kind of academic, you know, my job identity. And then within that, there's connections, you know, friends, colleagues, social networks, you know, cooking. Spanish learning, interestingly, is a separate one. So when you've got kind of blurred boundaries, you've got a kind of degree of overlappingness. The two that are kind of separate are being a sailor, I love sailing, and being a Spanish learner. And then Jane got us to map those in terms of the degree to which we use technologies in these different spaces. So not surprisingly, I don't use technology when I'm sailing. Not a very good idea. Water and technology don't mix. And then the yellow blobs are kind of your influence or identity or presence related to that. So really interesting exercise. Presence. Mark Childs has got a very nice new blog if you haven't come across it. And he's been talking a lot about presence recently. He's particularly interested in presence in the virtual world. And he gives this definition about it being about mediated social presence, co-presence, and self-presence, which I think is a really nice kind of definition of what presence is about. And finally, interaction, going right back to Moore's work on transactional distance, where he talks about interaction being interaction between learners and teachers, learners and learners, learners and content. And Gilman et al. Then augmented that by talking about interaction between learners and influence. So, in the second half, I'd like to talk about some issues. So, I think I've painted a fairly positive picture so far. It's clear that all these amazing technologies offer amazing ways in which we can communicate and collaborate and interact with materials. And there's an absolute wealth of free resources and tools that are now available. So the future looks rosy. It looks promising in terms of what you can do for a learning context. However, the reality is these are not being fully exploited. Worse than that, we're seeing lots of examples of replication of bad pedagogy. In a recent survey of the use of Blackboard in our institution, you won't be surprised to hear that the majority of use was simply as a content repository. People were doing very little more than just putting resources up. And if you ask teachers, which we have done, why they don't use technologies more and more innovatively, they say they lack time and they say they lack the skills. How many of you would agree with that? Yeah, so I think it's pretty much universal. You know, going back to that timeline, we've had amazing technologies from the 80s onwards, and yet still we're not extensively using them. And if you look at it, one of the key reasons why this, there's this gap between the promise and reality is that teachers lack the necessary digital literacy skills to be able to harness the power of these new technologies. And via a friend, Lisa, on Facebook yesterday, I came across this rather nice diagram, I think, which kind of maps out the different forms of digital literacy skills. So you've got the core three original R's, but then you've got learning and innovation skills, critical thinking, communication, collaboration, and creativity, life and career skills, information media, and technology skills. So there's a very complex mix. And Henry Jenkins in the States and colleagues argue that there are 11 digital literacy skills needed to be part of what he calls today's participatory culture. So the emphasis is very much about participation. And these are a kind of, you know, worlds away from the original three R's. Play, distributed cognition, simulation, networking, negotiation, judgment. You may be able